It's not easy when you get up to talk about something so precious to you is your thoughts about God. And yet you have them all the time. You have thoughts about God and with God all the time. But when you get up to express them, and this, I don't even feel like this is public here. We're just buddies and friends, you know, but still, when you get up to it for the first time, it's not easy. And public prayer is not easy. And with our spiritual family, we're not trained. We're not trained speakers, and we're not trained anything other than we've experienced the love of God. We've experienced that feeling of joy. Joy that's just unexplainable. And when you reach that point, you want to get out, not almost the point of shouting it out there, but yet we can't do that, you know. I guess you could. Might look kind of silly, but some people are going to be going out there going, so what? What do we care what you think? No, and other people would think it was really nice, perhaps, but seriously, something so important to you as your God thoughts and how God works in your life, to get up and explain it, it's not easy. Does anybody want to agree with me?
Yeah, we all agree with you.
Who said we all agree?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. It's true, because it is that precious to you. And, of course, the hillbilly Millie never thought she would be up here. Now I could get out there and scream in the middle of the street, and if they chased me down, I'd probably run. Fall on my face, actually. But the young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us tonight has proved what she talks about to herself. When you prove it to yourself, the real you, you're proving it to God. Because the only part of you that's real is your God energy. The only part of you that's real is your God part. And I just like to say I'm really proud of her. She steps up to the plate in every way that she can, from working on the board at the church to just whatever she can do to help forward and keep this place available for others to find. And that's our Kimberly.
Oh, I even got a drum roll. Do that.
Yeah. I want that entrance every time I come into a room. How about that?
Make it happen.
Not with her. Thanks. Give it to my best friend. She grounds me. Great. Well, hi, everyone. How are you guys?
I'm great.
It's so dark out there. It's kind of nice with the Christmas lights up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty in here. Thanks to Jay Lorraine. So, you know, the song we sang, God Use Me, really, God uses us every day, right? And Thanksgiving just happened. And so I was sitting there, I was thinking about gratitude and thankfulness. Obviously, we all probably were at some point thinking about that. And it made me think about, you know, why do I even have gratitude? Why am I thankful? And sometimes it's hard. There's days, right, that it's hard to be grateful for what's going on in your life. And you see different people struggle in different ways. But how much time do you take every day to make a list of the things you're grateful for? You don't have to write them down, but are thankful for. And when we acknowledge, though, the shifts, or acknowledge gratitude, our shift in us, our soul starts to change. And it's just that one little moment, right? And then when you share it with someone else, it shifts for them as well. So what does thankful mean? The definition is expressing gratitude and relief. What does gratitude mean? It's a quality of being thankful. It's kind of interesting, isn't that? How they kind of go together hand in hand. Kind of can't have one without the other. So if you're being grateful for something, you're also being thankful. If you're being thankful, you're also being grateful. So gratitude and thankfulness is learning to live your life as if everything were a miracle and being aware on a continuous basis of how much you've been given. So again, we just celebrated Thanksgiving. So I'm with my family, and I have a really big family, and I have crazy siblings because there's five of us, or there's six of us total. So there was five of us there, though, at Thanksgiving. And usually, you know, they argue with each other or, you know, typical families, especially my brothers. Like, I think they just like purposely to egg each other on, and you think they're old enough, they should know better by now. But it kind of got me to evaluate the areas that I'm thankful for, because sitting there looking at my family and my nieces and nephews, and now they're starting to have babies. One of my niece, I didn't even pay attention. She comes in, she's doing her thing, and I said, they start talking about a pumpkin, and I was like, what are they talking about? And usually that's kind of code for my brother that somebody's pregnant in the family. And I thought, well, who's pregnant? And she goes, well, don't you notice? I'm like, what do you mean you're pregnant? Like, I literally didn't notice her. She's so skinny, and I didn't even look. She had a big baggy dress on, and I just saw her a few months ago. She's huge. I was like, wow, how did I miss that? But, you know, I wasn't paying attention. But I was really grateful that there she was having a baby, because it's something that she's been wanting, and it's finally happening for her. So I was really grateful for that. But that day on Thanksgiving, we were playing games and just having fun and, you know, taking turns. And then at the end when we had our meal, we were going around the table saying what we're grateful for, right? How many people did that this Thanksgiving? Not very many. I am ashamed of you guys. Jeez! But as we sat down, we shared what we're thankful for. Of course, family comes up. But the significance was my dad and what he said, and I'll get to that in a minute. There are other ways that you could have expressed gratitude on Thanksgiving too, or any other day, and that you could do share it with family and friends, which I'm going to talk about a little bit, or you can just write it down, or you can just make that mental note in your head. I lost my place. You know, let's talk about sharing with family and friends first. So sharing with others your journey has a very significant event to each person in that room. Not only does it raise your vibration and your joy level, the advantage for the other person is that they will start to think about what they're grateful for, which then in turn changes their vibration and their joy level. So think about that. It could be scary to express what you're grateful for, right? Sometimes. It's kind of hard to say it out loud sometimes. Sometimes you're just like, oh, I'm just glad I'm breathing. And that's all you really feel like that day that you can say. But just getting someone to see that there is something to be grateful for changes the way they're looking at life. And that one change makes that ripple effect. And it makes a huge difference in each person that is sitting there as you're sharing. And sharing with each other is really important. Sharing our journey is super important. Because what I go through, someone else in this room is going through, right? And so having my own experience and being able to share that experience maybe gives you a different perspective. And when people share with me, it gives me a different perspective. So again, let's get back to what my dad said. He said, I am grateful that I had each of you here so that I could have this moment. And why that's significant to me is because my dad wasn't there growing up at all. And he wasn't in the right frame of mind. And now he's older and his health is failing. And it just made me look at him differently because there's choices he made in his life, right? That he missed out on all these years with his children and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. And he realizes it now. And just to see him really express that fully with a little bit of a tear in his eye really changed the way I looked at it. And the whole table got silent because it was just, especially for my sisters. My brothers hang around him a lot, but for my sisters, it was just a moment of, well, they couldn't believe that he said it. It's like they got to see that he's human for that moment. And I was really grateful that they got to see that because I think they got a little bit of healing out of it. And they were much more cordial with my father after that. And they sat down and talked to him. And I was really grateful to see that happen because there's some healing going on. And I could feel it in my gut. So I was really grateful. And that's kind of where this talk spurred from, of thinking about gratitude And, you know, obviously just after Thanksgiving, it's kind of nice to reflect on that a little bit. But don't forget to do it every day, you guys. It's really important to do it every day. So how many of us focus on what goes wrong in our lives? Somebody admitted to it. I do it. You know, we should have made a different choice. We should have done that. You know, everything's going wrong at the moment. And we're focusing, right, on what's not happening right now. Instead of taking a step back and looking at ourselves and going, wait, what did we do right today? There is something you did right today. Everyone did something right today. Whether you smiled at someone, whether you said hello, you know, the fact that you got up, got out of bed, you're still working on your life purpose. You're breathing. So you're still here. So there's a lot for us to be grateful for. And in those days that it's really hard to be grateful, just focus on one thing. Focus on the fact that you can walk, you can hear, you can see, anything. But we're all doing something right every single day. And that's kind of the point of looking at yourself and seeing that. So what happens when you begin to focus on what's going right? Do you feel that your joy level go up, right? You feel yourself getting happier. You kind of feel that snowball effect because then you want everyone else to be happy. You want to see their light come through. You want to see all the gratitude that you see. You want them to see the gratitude you have for them in your life as well. Like each of you here in this room, I'm very grateful for you to be sitting here for the next 15 minutes to hear me talk. You know, or the fact that you've each smiled at me or said hello. I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for the friends that I have and for the people that challenge me as well. Even the ones that give me those little lessons. It's really nice to have those challenges once in a while. Sometimes I like a good challenge. It helps me grow. So there's some psychological research about gratitude. And surprisingly, they say, oh, you have life improvements if you have gratitude. Well, duh, right? Of course you do. And who knows how long it took them to do this research. But just practicing gratitude can significantly improve your life. Give thanks makes people happier and more resilient. It strengthens relationships, it improves your health, and it reduces your stress. So the two psychologists that did this research that I found, Michael McCullough of Southern Methodist University and Robert Emos of University of California at Davis. So they wrote an article about an experiment they conducted on gratitude and its impact on well-being. The study split several hundred people into three different groups. And all the participants were asked to keep daily diaries. The first group kept a diary of the events that occurred during the day without being told what to write, whether it was good or bad. They were just told to write down stuff. The second group was told to record everything unpleasant that happened. And the third group was instructed to make a daily list of things which they were grateful for. So can we all guess what the results probably were? The results of the study indicated that daily gratitude exercises resulted in higher reported levels of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, optimism, and energy. In addition, those in the gratitude group experienced less depression and stress and were more likely to help others, exercise more, and made greater progress toward achieving personal goals. Dr. Emmons, who had been studying gratitude for almost 10 years, and he's considered one of the world's leading authority on gratitude, wrote a book. But based in his book, he had his research involving thousands of people conducted by a number of different researchers around the world. One of the things these studies showed is that practicing gratitude can increase happiness levels by around 25%. Could you imagine increasing your happiness right now by 25%? I really want to take a second to think about three things that you're grateful for right now. They, you know, even if it's just look around the room. There's people that are seeing the light within you, and that's pretty spectacular right there, right? Didn't just kind of raise your vibration just a little bit to think of one thing that you're grateful for? This is significant among other things because just as there is a certain weight that feels natural to your body and which your body strives to maintain, your basic level of happiness is set at a predetermined point. So if something bad happens to you during the day, your happiness can drop, but it'll return back to your natural set point. Likewise, if something really positive happens to you, your level of happiness rises, and then it returns back again to your happiness set point, is what he's calling it. So a practice of gratitude raises your happiness set point, so you can remain at a higher level of happiness regardless of outside circumstances. That's kind of neat. So every day that you're having gratitude, I think it was George Thorne, was his last talk. How many were here for that when he talked about if you write down three things every day for a week, it changes your... Thank you, Penny. It changes your life for positive for 6 months. So I think it was 6 months. Was it 6 months? Well, the point is, just think if you do it 2 months, 3 months, a year. Just think how much you can change your life by just having that gratitude every day, just writing it down. And it's significant to writing it down, too, they said, because it makes you see it, makes you think it. You write it out, and then you see it. You visually see it, so you kind of get all the aspects of it. His research also showed that those who practice gratitude tend to be more creative, bounce back more quickly from adversity, have a stronger immune system, and have stronger social relationships than those who don't practice gratitude. He further points out that to say we feel grateful is not to say that everything in our lives is necessarily great. It just means we are aware of our blessings, which is true. So what are some ways to show gratitude? So here are some little helps, things you can do. One, I'm going to call the morning coffee gratitude. So we all have that routine in the morning, right? Wake up, maybe you feed your pets, eat breakfast, meditate, take a shower. So what, coffee. So I know I love the smell of coffee. And I don't have it all day at work. I just have like one cup a day. But at work, when they have the coffee pot going, I love to go into the kitchen and smell it because it just kind of breathe it in. You know, it gets me to that effect. So while you're thinking about, you can be grateful for that cup of coffee, right? So pick something that you do every day as your routine and add gratitude to it. You know, like Lori goes walks her dogs every morning. And she's always very thankful that she can take them out and that they're so happy at the end. She brings her a lot of joy, right? And I'm sure she sits there and thinks about it. Grace before meals. Giving thanks before each meal. You can recognize all the people that did the hard work to get the meal there, right? Those who picked the vegetables or those who made it, you know, whatever it is. Thank yourself for making yourself some food. You just nourished yourself a little bit. You know, maybe you went to the restaurant that morning. Thank the people who cooked the food for you. They probably made it with love in some sense, right? They're probably enjoying cooking at that moment. It's a moment to pause, to be mindful, as well as feel blessed that you have all the food and nourishment that you need. Be grateful that you're having a meal that day. Things you take for granted. So imagine losing some of the things that are important to you. Maybe your house, your job, your car, your ability to walk. And then imagine getting each of those things back. And feeling that sense that you're so happy that you're getting this back, right? So look at the things that maybe you're taking for granted in your life and start being grateful for those things. Put things into perspective. Gratitude isn't an emotion that's reserved only for when you get what you want. When things go wrong, you can also use the power of gratitude to release some of the negative emotions that you may be feeling due to the failure or setback that you just experienced. So after a negative event, put the things into perspective, remembering that every difficulty has a benefit. You can ask yourself the following questions. What's good about this? What can I learn from this? How can I benefit from this? Well, that's a tough one, right? You're going through a lesson. It might take me a week to figure out what I'm benefiting from, but right, if I keep thinking about it, I might see the answer. Is there something about this situation that I can be grateful for? A gratitude journal. I know quite a few people who do this. You can do this in the evening before bed. You can do it in the middle of the day. You can do it in the morning, whenever, right? Just make a list of 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. Some days you'll have really exciting things to put down. Some days you might just be writing simple joys. Some days you might just be saying, I'm grateful. Because you can't think, but the fact is you're grateful, right? You're just not quite sure what it is at that moment. So here's a quote from Simple Abundance. as the months pass and you fill your journal with blessings, an inner shift in your reality will occur. Soon you will be delighted to discover how content and hopeful you are feeling. A gratitude letter. Sit down and write a letter to someone who has exerted a positive influence in your life, but whom you have not properly thanked. It can be anyone who's helped you in any way. You know, you got family, friends, colleagues, people at church, people at the book club, I don't know, the library, your grocery store. It doesn't have to be long, but just be specific about what the person did and how it affected you. I like this one. They call it a gratitude stroll. Go take a walk and see how many positive things you can find. The smell of freshly baked bread. Oh, there's a bakery by my work. I love that smell in the morning. I wish they would sell it so I could go get hot bread and put butter on it, because it just smells so good when they're cooking the bread over there. Flowers growing, the sky, the rain, right? There's a lot of things to be grateful for. A gratitude trigger. Place something somewhere, like a thank you or I'm a grateful or some sign or maybe a picture of someone that you're grateful for somewhere. And every time you look at it, just it'll be a reminder to have gratitude for the things that are going on in your life. Find someone, a gratitude partner. Find someone to share what you're grateful for with each other. You can feed off each other's ideas. In addition, if the other person knows you well, they can remind you of the things you have been leaving out or the things that you have forgotten, which can lead you to through the eyes of another person. Sometimes we get so used to good things in our life that we stop feeling appreciated or appreciating them. In that case, find a way to see the things, people, and places that you love through the eyes of another. For example, take your friend to your favorite coffee shop. Lend them your favorite book. Take them to a movie, your favorite movie. Show off artwork that they might like. Introduce them to other things that you're interested in and watch them be excited. And then you can see that gratitude because you just gave them a new experience, right? So if you're looking through somebody else's eyes, you're going to see a lot more than if you're looking through your own eyes sometimes. I thought this was kind of fun, even though Thanksgiving's passed, but a thankful tree. It's good for a group of people. So maybe next time you have a group gathering over, I know you, Angela, you have a lot of people coming over to your house all the time, right? So you can cut out paper leaves into different colors, shapes, and sizes, put them in a bowl with markers, and then put the bowl next to tree branches. And each guest picks out a leaf, writes down something they're grateful for, and then you hang it from the tree branch. And then you share it, what people are thankful for. You can ask yourself 4 questions. What touched me today? Who or what inspired me today? What or who made me smile today? And what's the best thing that happened today? Ungrateful thought. Ooh, think about this one. Acknowledge one ungrateful thought per day. Because, you know, we probably all have them. Does anyone have a day where they have not one bad thought? Because if you do, I am going to come over and ask you how you do that, okay? Because it happens all the time. So transform into a grateful one. Here's one. And my sister spoke to me really meanly today. And for what I thought was no reason, right? And she's just complaining that that I'm not doing what I need to be doing. But that's her own judgment. So what can my grateful thought be for this? You know, my sister is there when I need her. I know that I can count on her for some things. And I'm really lucky to have her as a sister. That's really hard to do when she's annoying me. Right? But it changes that. It shifts that conversation when I sit there and remember that I'm grateful that I have a sister that I can, you know, still talk with. So it doesn't matter how you show gratitude or thankfulness. It just matters that you try it. So here's an Irish blessing for you. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. Love your neighbor as much as yourself. And an affirmation to help you have gratitude. I am thankful for this life and the opportunities that it presents. Once you become oriented toward looking for things to be grateful for, you will find that you begin to appreciate simple pleasures and things that you previously took for granted. Gratitude should not be just a reaction to getting what you want, but an all-the-time gratitude, the kind where you notice the little things and where you constantly look for the good, even in unpleasant situations. Today, start bringing gratitude to your experiences instead of waiting for a positive experience in order to feel grateful. In this way, you will be on your way to becoming a master of gratitude. And I'm very grateful that you each sat here today and listened to me, and that I get to see all your beautiful faces. Thank you.
We're grateful that you
Thank you.